agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Supreme Court recently wrapped up one of its most disappointing terms in years. Chief Justice Rehnquist's leadership was handicapped by his illness, and the other justices behaved like the gang that cannot shoot straight. In one 5-4 decision, the court banished the Ten Commandments from courthouses. And in another 5-4 decision, the court allowed the Ten Commandments to be displayed on the grounds of the Texas State Capitol. The Ten Commandments inside a building is bad, but outside is apparently okay. There's another way of looking at these inconsistent decisions. Most of the hundreds of Ten Commandments monuments that are in the open air were installed as a promotion for Cecil B. DeMille's wonderful movie called The Ten Commandments. So that's acceptable because it had a secular motive. But the Ten Commandments in the Kentucky courthouse was suspected of being installed by the religious right with a religious motive, and the Supreme Court will not tolerate that. Now, the nonsense of these two decisions is indicated by the way the court explained why the Ten Commandments must be removed from courthouses all over the country, but not from the walls of the Supreme Court building itself. The difference, according to the court, is that in the Supreme Court's depiction of the Ten Commandments, the tablets that Moses is carrying do not have all the words spelled out. The justices must think we are too dumb to figure out what is really on Moses' tablets. Justice Souter made another silly argument. He said that suing a state over religion puts nothing in a plaintiff's pocket. On the contrary, the lawsuits against religion that now clutter our courts are fueled by a federal law allowing enormous attorney's fees to the winners. When groups such as the ACLU win their case, they receive extravagant fees at the expense of local taxpayers. We're told that federal judges are overworked and underpaid. Congress can address this problem by removing jurisdiction from the federal courts over the attempt by the secularists to purge all religious symbols from our public life.
Are you shocked by judges ruling against the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the traditional definition of marriage? For more on the threat to self-government by activist judges and Phyllis Schlafly's new book called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says some mistakes are too much fun to only make once, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, I kind of bent the rules a little bit, went to an airport. I did not get on an airplane. No. I always said, though, I don't even want to go to an airport. But as it turned out, my wife drove, used her vehicle, so it would have probably been legal there. Anything I drive's not going to be too legal at an airport. But anyway, we picked up a couple of friends of ours that flew in from, well, they've been in Canada, but they're from down under in Australia. And we have known the family for quite a few years now. It's been about 20 years ago that my son, number three child, number two son, was spending a lot of time. In fact, he traveled around the world for an entire year working on farms. And he spent the best part of over a half of a year there in Australia on these people's properties. So they have visited us, we have visited them, and it's been kind of a real nice reunion yesterday when this couple came in and we picked them up. And they are at our house, and I'm sure that they will be in here, and we'll do a program, but we're letting them sleep in this morning. Anyway, the thing I was going to mention is that I went to an airport. Now, this is the first time I've been in an airport since long before 911. I don't know. I just got disgusted with the way they treated you at airports. You know, back years and years and years ago, we flew as a family. We traveled all over the United States. We had summer conventions that we attended. The kids were out of school. We take the kids with us. Didn't cost a lot to fly a child back in those days. And it was fun. And I remember so very, very well. We would be at an airport, and they would ask for passengers with young children to get on the plane first. And they treated us with respect. It was nice. And then they started going through your luggage and all, and you've heard me say time and time again, I do not want somebody going through my clean underwear after they've been through someone else's dirty underwear. It's as simple as that. I don't want them touching me. Well, anyhow, I went because we wanted to pick up this couple, and I just sit there and watched how they are manipulated. You can't go in. Used to, you could walk in and sit down with the passengers while they were getting ready to fly, or you could go in to where they were going to come off of the airport. Can't do that anymore. No way. You've got to stay out. You might blow that place up, you know. You can't do that. But I did get a place to sit, and I could watch the people, how they come in, and so humbly they show their ID, and they do all of these things. Just like a bunch of trained, you know, you can train a dog to sit and stay, and if you want to, roll over and shake hands and even speak on command. That these people just act like zombies. They have to do exactly what they're told. I have an interesting article here entitled Flying the Friendly Skies, and it's written by a Professor James R. Otson. And he is a professor at, where is he a professor at? Let me see. Well, I don't know where he's, I've lost his address. But anyway, he's in one of our great universities across this nation. And he says this: several weeks ago at the airport in Traverse City, Michigan, my wife, my children of 8, 5, and 3 were all randomly selected for a complete search of all our belongings. He said, I've never been subject to more humiliating treatment in my life. We all, including my 3-year-old son, had to take off our shoes and hand them over for inspection. I had to take off my sport coat and belt as well and had to hand over my wallet for it to be, then he makes a long pass here, well, who knows what. He said, I made my usual protest about protections from unreasonable searches and seizures, but they fell on deaf ears. We're just following orders, I was told. Then I said that was a defense that Nazi war criminals used. Following orders does not relieve you of responsibility for your own actions. You are calling me a Nazi, one demanded. You call me a Nazi again, and you're never getting on that plane. Whose orders are you following? The FAA's. The FAA has instructed you to detain my and search my innocent American citizens and their families. Where have you been lately, buddy? Haven't you heard what happened in New York? But wasn't that tragedy like most terrorist activities? Now, this is a conversation between him and the searcher, see? But wasn't that tragedy like most terrorist activities against America perpetuated by people who were not native-born? American citizens who were not traveling with their wives and small children? By this point, I was surrounded by approximately a half dozen security guards and several armed National Guardsmen. I was informed that if I did not shut up, I would be made to go greyhound for the rest of my life. I asked whether I was suspected of a crime. I was informed that asking so many questions about the Constitution and all was making me suspicious. This is America now, buddy, so you better shut up and get used to it. And he puts this in quotes. That's what the guy told him. I asked whether they now intended not only to violate my right to be a free, arbitrary searches and seizures, but also my right to free speech. I was told then, through clenched teeth, that if I said one more word, they were going to lock me up and make me go greyhound for the rest of my life. I have that power, one security guard growled at me. My children were frightened and on the verge of tears. My wife also was growing uneasy, implored me to simply let them do what they wanted to do. So after a tense moment, I stood aside, escorted by 2 armed National Guardsmen, while several security guards searched through our bags. I had to stand by silently while all of our things were taken out and examined, no doubt with extra thoroughness to punish me for my impudence. My shirts, pants, and socks were unfolded. A man with no gloves on rifled through my wife's intimates, even fingered through her feminine products. After some 20 minutes of searching, they finished and allowed us to go up the 1 flight of stairs and walk the 50 feet to our gate, where one of the very same people who had searched us downstairs now searched us again before we were allowed to get on the plane. This new security measure being adopted, which did not increase security and instead serves only to inconvenience law-abiding citizens, are quickly stamping out the last vestiges of reasonable lust, not to mention liberty, at our airports. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And we have returned. So the airports are where you get on the airplane so that you can fly the friendly skies. And this college professor who wrote this article went ahead then, and his name is Professor James R. Otson. He said, the invasive, even unconstitutional tactics of such airport security are alarmingly large steps towards creating just the kind of a totalitarian society our enemies hope to create. The citation was later, we must not let it continue. Now, let's go to a federal jury in Green Bay is expected to begin deciding whether a 62-year-old retired tech school teacher is guilty of assault. Now, here's what she did. She grabbed a female airport screener's breast at the county regional airport. Did it in September of 2004. Phyllis Disenfus of Appleton faces one federal count of assault of a federal employee for allegedly shoving a Transportation Security Administration supervisor before grabbing the female agent's breast to protest what she felt was an invasive search. Federal prosecutors contend that her actions were criminal. She claims self-defense. If convicted, she faces a year in prison and up to a $100,000 fine. Now, here's the story. She was, agent, this screener, was searching the front of her body, using the back of her hand to search the area underneath her breast. Underneath her breast, okay? That's when this lady lashed out. She said, how would you like it if I did you that way? And she slammed her against the wall, she says. Now, this is the story that the agent is telling. She said, how would you like it if I did you that way? And she slammed me against the wall. She came at me and grabbed my breasts and squeezed them with firm pressure. Then she alerted her supervisor. The sheriff's deputy came, and they issued a disorderly conduct citation and allowed her to board the airplane. But the citation was later voided, and the case became a federal matter. Now, you see why I don't want to go to an airport? There's no reason to go to an airport if you got wheels, and you can get where you're going. Now, granted, our friends from Australia, they cannot drive home. They're going to have to fly. And it's a long way to paddle a boat. Anyway, she said, the lady that was arrested said she does not deny that she put her hands on the TSA agent. It was only after the invasiveness of the search shocked her and her protest fell on deaf ears and she acted. The agent began touching her breast. She said enough was enough. She said, I did this out of instinct, and I said, I don't like you feeling me up. I felt violated, and she wouldn't stop. I was reacting to what felt like an absolute invasion of my body. Now, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Now, while we're in the business here, talking about what happens at airports, you know you can't take a gun to an airport. You can't do that. This kid was not in an airport, but he found a BB pistol on the way to school. He's 12 years old. He was walking to the bus, walking to the bus stop where he catches the bus, and there on the ground is a BB pistol. And he picked it up, and he put it in his backpack, and he went to school. And now he is banished from every public school in the United States for the next 11 months. He can't go to school. And his parents say that they both work. They cannot homeschool him, and they don't have enough money to send him to a private school. So here's this 12-year-old kid that can't go to school, any school in the United States, for the next 12 months. He's a farmer. Hellgate is the name of the elementary school, believe it or not, Hellgate. He's a sixth grader. He must also submit to regular urine testing and take anger management classes. And, you know, I look back and I think when I was in school and then when my when I was teaching school, and even when my kids were in school, come deer season, half of the pickup sitting in front of the Jamestown schoolhouse had a .30-06 or a .30-30 or some kind of a deer rifle hanging in the back window. Many of the times the truck wasn't even locked. You know the guns were loaded. No problem. No problem whatsoever. But now they're going to take this kid and kick him out of every school in the nation for 11 months, make him take regular urine. What would a urine test have to do with him picking up a BB gun that he found laying on the street and take anger management classes? Now, here's another interesting story. Mary Venzera, she's 73 years old. It's Marie, not Mary. Marie Venzera, she's 73 years old. She lives by herself in her own home in Raleigh, North Carolina. Last Tuesday night, a Raleigh police officer knocked on her door and asked her about some damage to a neighbor's fence. She said, I don't know what you want me to say. She said, I don't know who it was. He said, you do know who it was. I said, I don't know who it was. She said, you do. And she said, at that point, I began to wonder if this guy was really a policeman because I didn't think officers acted like that. Now, let's realize, I don't know the situation, but apparently he didn't come with any kind of a warrant or anything. He just came to question the lady. She told the officer she was going to call 911 to confirm who he was. He said, don't close the door. She said, I am going to close the door. And then she did, and she locked it, and she went in and called 911. When she came back, the officer charged her with a misdemeanor, obstructing and delaying and issuing a ticket. Now, she says that there's been a number of prior cases in Raleigh about people posing as law enforcement officers. However, the Raleigh Police Department said that those are unfair comparisons because in this case, the officer was in full uniform and the patrol car was parked in plain sight. And the Raleigh Police officer said that when an officer is in full uniform and the car is visible, just cooperate. See, that's what all the people at the airport were doing, just cooperating. Now, whether we like it or not, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, but America is becoming a full police state. The misnamed Patriot Act just got renewed, and it's tougher now than it was. They don't have to worry about search warrants anymore. They can knock on your door and come in. They can do all sorts of things that the Constitution guaranteed us freedom from. Anyway, why do Americans fear that an enemy is going to take over their country? You see here, we say, well, we're going to we've got to pass this Patriot Act because we want our freedom. Let's assume an enemy takes over our nation. What is an enemy going to do? Well, they're going to strip us of our liberties. They will subject us to searches and seizures without a warrant. Our property can be taken away from us any time that the authority wants to take it away from us. Everything we did would be under close scrutiny. We would be forced to surrender our privacy at checkpoints. We would be forced to carry an identification card with us or papers with us wherever we went and produce them to our enemies on demand. If we didn't, we could face arrest. No one would feel safe or secure in the presence of our enemies, would they? Now just think about that. This is exactly what is happening right here today. We now have the national identification card in the form of a federal driver's license, which the feds will tell you it ain't federal, but it's state. It might say state of Missouri or state of Montana or whatever, but it's still federal. And all these things are happening so we can be free. People, wake up. Now, mentioning the little kid and the pistol, he can't go to school. But all states in the country are in the process of putting in place a student identification system. You've got to be able to identify these kids, people. They might be terrorists. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines, and Jack McLam. Vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors. Save the tadpoles, the greenies cry, while they're spraying something in the sky. No hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand. You in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Kemosabe is a friendly word. Now it's hate speech? That's absurd. Global this, global that. It's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Derry, where'd you get that hat?
Hey, hey.
What are your toes doing this August?
Well,
if they're like 600,000 other smart music-seeking toes, they'll be tapping away at the Missouri State Fair Pepsi Grandstand. State Fair concerts rock! And this year, you can tap your toes at 9 great concerts from August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia. Never been to a concert at the Missouri State Fair? Give it a whirl! Check out the lineup at mostatefair.com. You'll find everything from Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, and Brad Paisley to Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Or rock with Cedar and Crossfade, or Hoobastank with Adonis.
Mellow out with the Motown sounds of the Temptations and the Four Tops.
After the show, keep your toes tapping at one of the State Fair's many other entertainment hotspots. Order your concert tickets online or call Ticketmaster at 1-800-796-6776. Have fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia. Give it a whirl.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says a professor is one who talks in someone else's sleep, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, yep, it's not enough to have a federal ID number for anybody that needs a driver's license. But now we are going to have a federal ID number for anybody that goes to school. It'll be a 10-digit identification number for public school students. The ID numbers will allow educators to track students from preschool through high school. That will allow officials to save money and collect more accurate data preceding pre-coding test booklets with student information. It's all for the children. Going to make everybody a lot happier. It will provide a way to track students and their scores year to year, even if they move to other schools and school districts. It also could help answer questions about how many students should be counted as dropouts. This is all part of the federal No Child Left Behind law. It does not require statewide identifiers, but identifiers make the required public reports more efficient to comply. So, for now, participation by school districts is voluntary. Now, how long do you think that's going to be voluntary? It'll be voluntary until the feds say, if you want any federal subsidies coming to this school, you got to do it. So it ain't voluntary, people. You can bet on that. The database will include information about English language learners and students in migrant, Title I, special education, and vocational education. The database will contain state test score information. Cost of developing the student information system will be financed through federal money. Now, did you get that? That federal money, it's always there. It's always follow the money. The information could provide teachers with more information about a student's academic background. When a kid transfers without documents or records, this system will tell us what school to call. Students will use their ID number to check out books or buy food, but they won't have to remember all the numbers or even their names. Don't have to remember their names anymore. The state system will code their test with both the state and district numbers as well as the student's name. So there you have it. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome. Now, we have a little bit of good information on this eminent domain thing. You noticed I mentioned a moment ago one of the things the enemy would do if the enemy were to take over the United States would be to take our land. And, of course, just recently, probably the greatest enemy we had was the Supreme Court that said, hey, you can take the city or a county or whoever wants to, as long as it's a federal, I mean, as long as it is a government organization, they can take your property and they can give it to another private individual. Now, the Constitution doesn't tell us that. The Constitution says that they can only take property through eminent domain where it's to be used for some public piece of property, such as a school or a road or a bridge or something of that nature. But no, this particular city of New London was going to take, or is going to take, the property of like 130-some people and businesses. And they're going to build a pharmaceutical company there, going to give it to let a pharmaceutical company have it to build a plant as well as build some hotels and things that'll bring in more tax money than would these homes. Well, this is what the Constitution, this is what the way the Supreme Court interpreted the Constitution. It said they can do that. Judge Souter, of course, was one of the Supreme Court justices that voted to let the city do this. And, of course, now his own home, they're trying to condemn his own home, not condemn it, just take it to put. There's two different groups now that want it. One wants to build a hotel on it. The other wants to make a park called the Freedom Park there. But anyhow, let's go on with this New London thing. The New London agency, now, of course, I mean, the stuff really hit the fan when this came out, and practically every state in the nation is now passing legislation, and in order to make it legitimate, where the law, see, it's already gone to the Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the land. So in order to make this where it would be possible to, they're not going to get the Supreme Court to change their decision. That's very possibly not going to happen. But the states are now passing legislation, and they're working on it tooth and toenail. I mean, they jumped on this, both Democrats and Republicans. They want this thing changed, and they are writing legislation that says that if the state uses, or the city, or whatever government group does this, if they use any federal funds, then they can't do it. So that's going to be a big, big help. But anyway, the New London agency, now it was New London that was going to do this, they have agreed to hold off on construction plans while state lawmakers consider limiting eminent domain powers. Michael Joplin is president of the New London Development Corporation, and he said his agency will allow houses in the Fort Turnbull neighborhood to stand while the legislature takes up the eminent domain issue. State lawmakers have asked all local governments in Connecticut to refrain from seizing property from private development until they decide whether such action should be allowed. Now, the property owners, in the meantime, have petitioned the Supreme Court for a rehearing, and the city does not plan to take action before the justices make their final decision. Nevertheless, the families want the High Court to reconsider this thing, and they say they've already opened up the floodgates to eminent domain abuses. And, I mean, it's happening all over the country. There were city and county governments literally all over the United States just waiting to see how this court case is going to turn out. Hours after the decision last couple of weeks ago, officials in Freeport, Texas, began legal filings to seize two family-owned seafood companies to make way for a more upscale business, an $8 million private boat marina. See, now $8 million is going to pay a lot more taxes in this seafood company that was there. In Sunset Hills, Missouri, homes are already being taken for shopping malls after the city council voted on July the 11th to allow the condemnation of 85 homes and small businesses. They're going to take 85 homes out of there. The city of Arnold, Missouri, plans to take 30 homes and 15 small businesses, including the Arnold Veterans of Foreign Wars Post, and they want to build a Lowe's hardware store and strip mall there. Now, you can see why the city fathers want to do this. Lowe's Hardware and the strip mall is going to pay a lot more taxes than the Veterans of Foreign War Post is going to be. Now, in Ware, New Hampshire, and back to Judge David Souter's home, in Ware, New Hampshire, near the foot of an unmarked, and I have a picture of his property. Jeff, you remember you got that off of the Internet for me. I said, well, that's just an old farmhouse. And it is. It's just an old two-story frame farmhouse sitting out there kind of in no man's land. You don't see any other buildings around it. And, I mean, you know, it's not in a subdivision or a neighborhood at all. And here's the description. It's near, and of course, Judge David Souter was one of the justices that said, hey, that's a great thing. The city wants to take your property and give it to somebody to pay more taxes, more power to them. So now, his house is at the dead-end dirt road. It sits a humble, mud-colored farmhouse more than 200 years old. A sign on the mailbox reads Souter. Some folks want to make that Souter Hotel. Others want to make it a Freedom Park. People from across the country are joining a campaign to seize Supreme Court Justice Davis Souter's farmhouse to build a luxury hotel. A rival proposal from town people would turn Souter's land into a park commemorating the Constitution of the United States. Souter, anyway, Betty Straw was his sixth grade teacher. And she said, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they're just doing it for spite. Well, that's right. Good enough. I think it's great. I don't think it's ridiculous. I mean, I think he's got it coming. But Souter, 65 years old, he's lived there for decades in his family home on 8 acres, about 15 miles from Concord. The house is one of the few remnants of the original East Ware Village, which was seized 45 years ago to make way for a dam under eminent domain. Okay? So this is all kind of, you know, what goes around comes around. Anyway, I hear music in the background. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Time to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Dano Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
I'm going to get to you very quickly. But in the meantime, we're talking about Judge David Souter. His school teacher said, you know, the people are just doing this for spite. But Robert Isley lives on a farm just about 2 miles from where Souter lives. And he says this justice brought the controversy on himself. He said it was a stupid ruling. And Isley's mother said, watch Souter grow up, but is unsympathetic. I like David very much, but I think he's got some peculiar ideas. She's 77 years old. She's been around long enough to know a few things. She said, I just don't think it's fair that the court's taking decision. A recent University of Hampshire poll found that 93% of the state residents agree with her. Okay, let's move along here, and we'll go to the telephones. I'll take you in the order that Jeff gave them to me. Chewy in New Mexico. Hi, Chewy, you're on the air.
Hi there, Derry. How you doing?
Oh, we're having fun.
Yeah, that's good. Say, that topic you were talking about a few minutes ago is to the school ID program.
Right.
And if I followed you correctly, the feds were going to be paying for it?
The way I understand it, I don't know. It said they would. It was going to be a federal mandate, didn't it? How was that said? Let me see here. I believe it said federal money. Student information system will be financed through federal money.
Yeah, there's a lot of people thinking that, hey, that's no problem. The feds are going to pay for it. No, you know, it's no out of our pocket. So, hey, what's the harm in it? But if they would stop and think, now, where do the feds get their money from?
Right.
So, you know, one way or another, you know, it's going to, you know, people down in the bottom, they're going to be stuck with it. But they're going to be thinking, hey, the feds are paying for it. It's not coming out of my pocket, when in fact it really is.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Chewy. Let's go to Micah in South Carolina. Hi, Micah. You're on the air.
Mr. Brownfield, how are you this wonderful morning?
Just fantastic.
Good, good. I'd like to touch on the subject of eminent domain. Little history. I first heard those cursed words. It should be a four-letter word somehow. About 6 to 7 years ago, and when I heard it, I was hearing it from the same people that were gawking at me going, you know, wear your best suit for Y2K, the world's going to change. So I took it with a less of a grain of salt. Well, I am waking up to that, and I hope that I would be a reference that other people are also, especially with as much headlines as is made in that major ruling. But also, I'd like to defer to something. When you root it out, and if you did something similar to a family tree on eminent domain, other than other Americans, the other person to profit, I believe, this is just my guesstimate, that you would find at least 40 to 50% of the out-of-nation profit going to China.
Now, why is that?
Because of the Walmarts that are going to be taking over places and the other invested interests that they have and other possible investments they're going to be making in our country, their sworn enemy, over the next few years.
That's very possible. We certainly know this with the passage of CAFTA now, which is just an extension of NAFTA and GATT. There's going to be a lot of money leaving the country in a hurry. But, hey, I hear music. I must take a break. Let's take that break. Thanks for the call, Micah, and we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com.
Ken Klein, producer, author, and filmmaker, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show.
From time to time, God's people need to think of prophecy, because prophecy and history are the mountain that we should climb to get an objective perspective on where we're at. We have the technology where everybody could be marked according to what the Bible says would happen.
Get the latest offer from Ken, which includes his 50-minute video, Cracking the Prophetic Code, his 225-page book, America, Globalism, and the False Prophet, plus a bonus 50-minute DVD, Terrorism, America's Response, and a special 3-page report, How to Protect Yourself from Identity Theft. That's a $58 value, delivered to your mailbox for only $30. Send a $30 check, cash, or money order to America's Response Package, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Florence in Wisconsin. Hi, Florence, you're up next.
Gary, I agree with you 100%. What can people do to stop all of this, what the government is trying to do to us? We're getting to be more like Russia used to be. I'll tell you one thing. If somebody came here and wanted to take my house, there'd be a couple of dead bodies lying there. And if they put me in jail, fine. I would be more than glad. I wouldn't have to pay no taxes, no nothing, and I'd have my food and that. Is there any place or anybody that we can really turn to nowadays that would help us?
Well, we used to think we could turn to the Supreme Court.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for it.
Okay, we used to think that the Constitution of the United States guaranteed our God-given freedoms. Well, that Constitution has been destroyed. The Patriot Bill, and we can go on and on and on, and our listeners are well aware of these things, has happened. And we must realize that we have no representation in Congress. Yes, we have one or two or three or four, maybe you could count a half a dozen, congressmen or maybe a senator or two that really believes in the Constitution. But other than that, these people are bought and paid for. If they don't buy them, they bribe them, they forced them one way or another. This arm-twisting thing that we saw over the CAFTA deal just the other day. I have a comment here. Someone quoted one of the congressmen as saying, "I will never vote for a treaty that would be as destructive as this CAFTA treaty." But you know what? He voted for it. Now, he was either bamboozled some way that somebody had something on him and they blackmailed him or they paid him or something. So we don't have leadership. We don't have representation. So I feel just exactly like you do, Florence. Where do we turn?
Just one more thing. Do the Supreme Court justices, do they read the Constitution?
Well, apparently not. And you know, here's something else. The Supreme Court justices have been taking trips to world courts around the world and basing opinions upon what other countries are doing. Hey, that's what's made us great, because we don't operate like other countries do.
That's right. And I say, before a man becomes a justice, he better read the Constitution, and when he takes the oath, that he's going to live by the Constitution.
Well, you see, every public official has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of whatever state they're in, if it's a state office. But they don't pay any more attention to that oath of office than anything. So,
well, then we should just force them out. We should say, well, you're breaking the Constitution, out you go.
Well, we had every opportunity in the world to get rid of Clinton. He could have been impeached, but no, he was not. You know, that whole thing was just a big joke.
Yes, I believe that.
So anyway, hey, appreciate your call, Florence, but I sympathize with you. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger, you're up next.
Yeah, thanks, Derry. Now, Uncle Adolf scrupulously followed German law while committing his horrors, so you representatives and the bureaucrats you face at the National ID Driver's License Bureau will be doing the same. And now we have two choices, resist or submit, and I expect that far too many of us are going to willingly submit, but that doesn't have to be. We're going to have at least one or two lawsuits against National ID, including at least one led by state governments.
Now, do you know that for a fact?
Well, now, nearly all the opposition from state governments focuses only on one area. They're
right.
Only upset because the federal government did not offer them the extra money to enslave us.
That's right. It's because it's a unfunded mandate.
So if they can clear a nickel out of it, they'll happily sell out our freedom. And the one state so far, Montana, their legislator passed a law stating they absolutely refuse to cooperate with National ID. Now, that means that Montana residents will be barred from flying without extreme extra security or for applying for federal benefits because their licenses will be non-compliant. Your papers are not in order.
Well, our papers are in order because the clock says we're out of time, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers to you until we meet again. Trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.